Howdy. Welcome to Bad Bullet Podcast. Today, I have a special guest with me, and we're going to run over a hunting wild adventure, and we're going to get his opinion and see what he thinks about it. You want to introduce yourself?
Hello. My name's Anthony Mertens. I'm your everyday hunter and outdoorsman.
Have you done any recent hunting competitions lately?
Looking back on it, yes, I have done a couple. I competed in the Los Casaderos tournament last summer.
What place did you get?
I placed second last year and a couple third places past 2 years.
That's pretty good. All right, let's just dive right into this. So in Cody, Wyoming, two college wrestlers found themselves in a near-death situation. Brady Lowry and Kendall Cummings were out on the mountains after all antler hunting in pretty thick woods. So I'm just going to stop right there. I mean, if you're antler hunting in thick woods, wouldn't you have a gun with you?
Personally, yes. But nowadays, you can't really hold guns everywhere. So, I mean, I understand if they didn't have guns.
You probably have to just keep regulations for everything when you carry like that.
Yeah.
And they happen to run into a full-grown grizzly bear and almost end on the bear's dinner menu, dude. So apparently they were in pretty thick brush, and until they were too close, they couldn't even escape. So Brandon Lowry said once the bear got on top of Kendall Cummings and started attacking him, he didn't know what to do at this point. So just imagine this bear is on top of you, just crushing you, like chomping arms, ears, head. What would you do if you were the other friends just watching this happen?
If I didn't have a gun, which in this case, I guess I wouldn't. I feel like most people would just run away and try to get help. But honestly, if you're my close friend, I love you a lot, I'm going to get on that thing's back and I'm going to go at him. I don't know what I would do, like 100%. I'd probably grab on his ears, punch him in the face, probably poke his eyes out. But yeah, in that situation, I would probably help a friend out.
Do you know how big grizzly bears are?
Oh, I do. I know. They get pretty big. But that's not going to stop me from trying to save my friend.
Well, that's exactly what Kendall did, dude. He jumped on top of the bear's back, and he said he pulled the ears trying to get the bear off of Cody. And at this point, the bear already tore Kendall up pretty well. I mean, I could not imagine jumping on a bear's back and just, you know, said to heck with it and just pull his ears as hard as possible and trying to get it off your friend. And then after the bear got off of Kendall, my bad. And then Brady got the bear off of Kendall, and the bear chomped down on Brady's arm, crushing it into pieces. And then once the bear let go of Brady's arm, both of them ran as fast as they could to get away from the bear. Like, so a bear's bite force is just ridiculous. I mean, if he grabs you, your bones are just crushing in pieces at that point. Like, what would you do if, let's say you were Kendall and a bear is on top of you? Like, what is your first thought? Just getting crushed and mauled by a grizzly bear.
Well, first off, whenever you see a grizzly bear, I'm not sure what they did, but whenever you see a grizzly bear, the smart thing to do would be to back away slowly and try to make space between you and the bear. I don't know what happened in this instance, but personally, if a bear was on top of me and was eating me to shreds and there was nothing I could do about it, I would just play dead and hope for the best. I've always heard that you're supposed to cover your neck with your hands, lay there face first, spread your feet out, just try to act dead in the situation to, like, maybe hopefully make them back off. But if I had a friend there with me, I'd hope they try to help me out a little bit, which it seems in this instance that they did. So that was a good thing.
So it says, as soon as the two men broke free from the attack, they called 911, which escalated an immediate response from both Park Country Search and Rescue and personal from the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Luckily, as there were some local hunters around to help Brady and Kendall when they reached the local trails, Kendall had to be life-flighted from the trails, and Brady rode in an ambulance back to the hospital.
It seems like there was a good community of hunters around the area, which is a good thing. Them being able to get life-flighted instantly was also a very good thing, because you don't know how long they probably would have made it. I mean, one having his arm ripped to shreds, the other one being bit in the face, everywhere else. He could hear his bones being crunched. I mean, I'm more than sure they were in a world of pain. So having that kind of community, like in their surroundings, is great because that probably could have saved their life.
And it says, so both these guys were wrestling teammates at Northwest College in Powell, Wyoming. Apparently, they both underwent multiple surgeries after sustaining major lacerations to the body and face. Kendall stated, "I don't know what I'm going to do to pay him back. I owe him everything." And he also said, when he was being eaten alive, he said, "I could hear my bones crush on because the bear was crushing his face." He just said he heard his cheekbones and his everything just being crushed by this bear, dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, now that you're saying it, them having wrestling backgrounds, I feel like in a way potentially could have saved them. I don't know when it comes to defense, anything like that. I feel like just those split seconds of them knowing what to do to try to get out of the situation, I feel like them having wrestling background maybe potentially could have saved them in a way.
Between you and me. And if I was, let's say I was getting mauled by a bear, what would you do?
As I said in the beginning, I definitely wouldn't run away. First off, I mean, I guess it would just come down to the situation, watching to see what the bear was actually doing. But if he was on top of you, just mauling you, I would definitely do exactly what they did in this instance and just hop on his back and go. I would go straight for the eyes, try to get his eyes taken out, probably pull on his ears, punch his face, because I mean, I feel like that's just the most sensitive part of any animal, big or small, is their face. So yeah, I mean, just to try to get him off you, I mean, what would you do if he turned on me and started doing this to me right back?
Oh, you'd be good as lunch, dude. I'm like, not, you'd be good as lunch. I mean, I'm not a dude. A full-grown grizzly bear weighs over 1,500 pounds and stands 12 foot tall. I'm not that big, dude. I mean,
Well, I mean, I'm smaller than you, but what I'm saying in this instance is it's life or death. If you're dying right in front of me and you see the light, and that light is me, and I
honestly,
come and
if
save
the
you.
bear's facing away from me, I think like literally. The best thing you could possibly do, and if the bear's like his butt's toward me, I'm soccer kicking him right in the goods. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I mean, if I'm pretty sure that bear would let go and just like whine, I would hope. And then at that point, you can get up and run. But let me show you this picture of what this guy actually looks like. Like, look at his face.
Oh, dang. Yeah. He looks like he got pretty messed up.
So yeah, I mean, I find it nuts that they didn't have enough time, but I completely understand because I mean, if they're antler hunting and it's thick brush, I mean, you could stumble upon a bear within, feet from you, and at that point, you can't really back up slow. So
Yeah.
I mean, at that moment, they're just on their lunch menu.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. When it comes like down to it, when it's life or death, you have to fight. I mean, you can't really run away. It's either you act dead, play dead, and if that doesn't work and he's still going at it, I feel like at that point all you can do is just try to help each other out. I mean, if worse comes to worse, you're dead, but at the end of the day, you're trying to help each other out, which in this instance helped them out because they were able to get out of there safely and able to go to the hospital, get all taken care of, and now they're both living life as best friends.
So at that moment, once you get back to the hospital, how long do you think it would take you to go back out in the woods and just, get back out with nature after being ripped apart by a bear and luckily surviving it?
Well, I mean, I've come into many encounters with wild animals, hunting very often, but not that severe. But like in that instance, I guess it just comes down to your mental state. If you're willing to be able to get back out there, especially if you have your friend by your side. I mean, if you're going out there to do what you love, everything happens for a reason. I mean, obviously that was a pretty bad reason, but I mean, they're still living, they're still here. Maybe next time they'll go out with a weapon or some bear spray or something, pepper spray, to defend themselves off now that they know that those are the dangers of the woods. But yeah, I mean, personally, I feel like it wouldn't take me long to get back out there. I just would be a lot more prepared and would be ready for whatever comes at me.
No, I got you. I completely understand. Yeah, it would take me probably a good minute to go back out into the woods after that situation. Well, I mean, that's our story. Brady and Kendall are on a long road to recovery, but just happy to be alive. So I'll, you know, pray for them. But thank you so much for coming on the podcast, man. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, man. It was a great time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, ABC News, for providing this story. And join us on the next episode about family versus wolf camping in Canada. Y'all have a good one. Later.
Bye.